Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, December 23rd. Coming up, we'll learn why some rural communities in Illinois aren't too thrilled about the state's goal of getting to 100% clean energy by 2050. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A shooting in Danville killed a man from Champaign late Saturday night. Police found a man with multiple gunshot wounds lying on the ground near the intersection of Colette and Williams Streets. The Vermilion County coroner identified the victim as 35-year-old Joseph Jones of Champaign. Officers are still looking for the shooter and motive for the killing. Illinois would fare poorly if the future Trump administration enacts tariffs as promised on goods from Canada, China, and Mexico. That's the analysis from Fitch Ratings. Illinois is one of the largest crude oil refining states in the country. Fitch estimates the amount of Canadian crude the state imports annually is equal to roughly 12% of its entire GDP. Eric Kim, a senior director at Fitch, says other countries could also retaliate and tariff American exports, which would make things more expensive all around.
We would expect economic growth to be slower. We would expect inflation risks to rise as a result.
But Kim cautions that campaign rhetoric often differs from reality, and whatever tariffs are imposed will likely be different than what the president-elect has already proposed. The Illinois Department of Transportation is joining forces with local law enforcement for the national Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign this holiday season. The agencies are reminding people to arrange for a sober ride home before the festivities begin. Maria Castaneda is a spokesperson for IDOT.
The main thing is we want to make sure that at the end of the day, everyone gets home safe, including yourself. The other reminder is don't let friends or family members drive impaired as well.
12 people died in car accidents around Christmas last year, and of those, 4 deaths involved at least one driver who had alcohol in their system. That's according to data from IDOT. Law enforcement officers will also check for speeding, distracted driving, and people not wearing their seatbelts. Illinois men's basketball faced off against Mizzou for their annual bragging rights game in St. Louis yesterday afternoon. In a thriller from start to finish, the Illini pulled off an 80-77 win behind 21 points from Kaspiris Yaguchonis. This makes it back-to-back wins versus Mizzou for Brad Underwood's squad, who is now an even 4-4 overall against the Tigers. Still to come, we'll learn why some rural communities in Illinois aren't too thrilled about the state's goal of getting to 100% clean energy by 2050. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for cloudy skies with periods of light rain or drizzle and a high of 40 degrees and a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 30 degrees, a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 41 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of rain and a low of 33 degrees, an east wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, cloudy with a high of 42 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, African Americans were long excluded from advertising. One of the key figures in changing that was Tom Burrell of Chicago, who, starting in the 70s, made advertising with black people for black people. He's the subject of a recent biography. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk with author Jason P. Chambers next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Illinois has set a goal of getting to 100% clean energy by 2050. That means more emphasis on carbon-free energy sources, including wind. But some rural communities aren't too thrilled about this initiative. IPM student reporter Alyssa Eaton explains.
In Mansfield and Piatt County, about 20 miles northwest of Champaign, you can see, right off I-74, a handful of wind turbines scattered across a barren field. They weren't operating when I drove by earlier this month, but seeing them up close, I was surprised by their size. Standing more than 600 feet tall, these are the largest turbines in the state. And if it were up to the residents of Piatt County, they wouldn't be here. That's according to Jerry Edwards, county vice chairman.
I'm just going to say the biggest thing is people say, I don't want to look at the things.
He says people think the turbines are ugly. They sometimes flicker at night, and during the day, the sunlight reflects off the blades into people's homes. On top of that, the company, Apex Clean Energy, promised an economic boom to the community. But Edwards says that has yet to happen.
They were said, all these jobs that are going to come to Piatt County, there's just not the money coming in that they'd promised.
Apex spokesperson Josh Harkey says the money will come. Once the turbines are up and running, the company will be the biggest taxpayer in the county. And the construction has been providing hundreds of union jobs.
If you go there right now, there's probably at least 200 to 250 guys currently working today in Piatt County on the site. Those are all local union guys.
Still, the Piatt County Board tried to block the construction of the wind farm last year, but Edwards says they were unsuccessful.
We voted it down once. Then shortly after that, the state came in.
Edwards is referring to a state law passed in 2023 that limits zoning authority of rural communities when it comes to the construction of wind and solar farms. Last fall, the Piatt County Board reversed its initial decision, voting 4-2 without Edwards' support to ultimately approve the project. Turns out, he isn't alone with his frustrations. A recent study from the University of Illinois finds opposition to wind farms across rural Illinois for similar reasons. Mackenzie Johnson is an assistant professor in the U of I Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences who led the study. The team conducted interviews with people across Illinois. They also analyzed legislative documents to understand how state-level policies aimed at promoting clean energy affected people in rural areas.
You could think of 100 different things that the state might have done to kind of work with those counties or mitigate some of those issues, but it didn't do that. It just pulled their ability to basically have agency in deciding some of those outcomes.
Johnson says many people in rural areas reported feeling ill-equipped to engage with energy companies about things like how much to charge for hosting a wind turbine on their property.
They didn't have enough knowledge to be able to negotiate these kinds of contracts with a lot of businesses that were coming in and trying to take advantage of what was happening in Illinois politics in terms of an energy transition.
Johnson says she feels Illinois is prioritizing its goal of 100% clean energy by 2050 at the cost of ensuring rural residents can participate in decision-making.
Illinois made the decision that trying to achieve the climate goals that it set was more important than ensuring equal political participation of all citizens.
Former U of I graduate student Shannon Anderson is a lead author on the study. She says wind energy is an important piece of the Illinois power grid, but the state could have been more conscientious of rural communities.
One of the critical questions is doing things quickly versus doing things right. But it might have been overlooking some of the ways that it could have been doing things with a little bit more of an eye for procedural justice.
One way or another, we have to figure this out, says Christine Nanicelli with Sierra Club Illinois, a grassroots environmental group. That's because wind is one of the most critical renewable resources for cost-effective and reliable clean energy. She says that environmental groups that lobby for clean energy laws need to work on compromising with rural communities when it comes to the construction of wind farms.
One of our biggest challenges here is figuring out how to nurture and foster really productive, healthy, and common sense discussion around what that integration looks like. We all need a resilient power grid. The lights need to stay on.
I'm Alyssa Eaton, IPM News.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, and Alyssa Eaton. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again soon.